We're going to take a look at the Cincinnati Pops upcoming summer season. They're going to be all over the place. And with us is John Morris Russell, JMR. Tell me about what you have in store.
Well, we kick things off with the motion picture E.T. at the Taft Theater. Now, everyone knows the Taft Theater is going to be the Cincinnati Pops' home for the next season. And this is a way for us to, get comfortable there.
Break in.
And it's wonderful in the summertime because the Taft is beautifully air-conditioned. So, it's E.T., everyone's favorite film, but without the soundtrack, but with the live sound of the Cincinnati Pops. It's an extraordinary score, of course, by John Williams. And man, it is a piece of work to put this thing together, let me tell you.
I need to ask you now, does that drive you crazy? It's so precise. Is it a super challenge?
Yes, it really is. But we've got loads of ways to practice in coordinating the film with the orchestra. Now, you know, when you accompany a pianist or a singer or a violinist, there's always a little bit of give and take. You know, your soloist is right next to you. You can kind of look right down and, you know, you can see if this artist is on fire and wanting to push the tempo or is really wanting to breathe a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So you can take a little bit of time. You know, there's a very natural give and take.
Give and take.
In a film?
Not the case.
There is no give or take. It's Steven Spielberg's way or no way. So we have actually a DVD, and the DVD is actually played as a video monitor during the performance. And this DVD has special things marked on it. There are these things called streamers and punches. And the streamers are a vertical line that go past the screen telling you that something is going to happen. Tempo is going to increase or tempo is going to decrease. And then there are these punches, which are these bright red dots that punch onto the screen. And they'll punch in the new tempo. So you'll see a streamer going by that says, uh-oh, get ready, new tempo. And then the punch will go click, 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 click. And then that gets you ready for the next section in the new tempo.
Now, this is solely for you,
this
the
is
conductor,
just for me.
Not musicians.
Right. But then I also have a click track. And sometimes I like to use a click track or not. The click track is in the headphones, and it's actually like a metronome. It just is basically enunciating the tempo so that you conduct right along with that click track and everything should be hunky-dory. But oftentimes, there's a little bit of wiggle room in there. So these punches and streamers all occur over the film itself on my video monitor. So you can kind of look into the character's eyes and kind of get the sense of flow, of movement, of what's going on in the music. And you can make those minute adjustments. It's a real challenge, probably the greatest conducting challenge that you can have. Yet on the other hand, it's a whole other world of expressiveness, bringing out the mood and feeling of a film. It's become a real thrill, and I really enjoy doing them.
So that's E.T., and you have two nights of it, the 10th and the 11th.
Right, Friday the 10th, an evening performance, and on Saturday the 11th, it's a matinee at 2 p.m.
On the 25th of June, she is no stranger to our town or our orchestra.
Christian Chenoweth. Oh, I love her. Back in the old day, you know, when I was associate conductor of the orchestra, she came and made her debut with the Pops, with Eric conducting, and I was absolutely dumbstruck. This woman put so much into the words. You know, I'd never really heard before a tremendous Broadway singer invest so much in the lyric. Man, every single note, every single word she sang, you believed because she believed it. A remarkable performer, a bubbly, sparkling personality. The same girl that you see on the screen, that's the same gal that's on stage. It was a real treat to work with her then, and it's fantastic to be able to have her join us there in June at Riverbend.
That's on the 25th of June. Just a few days later, I love this place, Miami Whitewater Forest.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always great late June because the fireflies are just coming out. It's one of those really special, special concerts. As the sun goes down there, you know, very, very late because it's just right after the summer solstice. The sunset lingers throughout the first half of the program. And by the time we get to the second half of the program, the fireflies start coming out. The reflection in the water that kind of surrounds the orchestra tent, it is so extraordinarily special and magical. And I always try to program music that will kind of capture that sense of magic in the air when we perform there.
And I'm looking at a couple of things on the sheet here that really Well, they take me back to that wonderful night of the Stephen Foster music that you did a couple of years ago when it was recorded. You'll have the Pops Bluegrass players with you on Ring,
Ring
the banjo.
You know, we are so blessed to have amazing musicians on our orchestra who play in every style. And for this one, having Paul Patterson joining us on the fiddle, banjo, his wife Sylvia Mitchell, as well as Demi Behrens on the guitar. It's an all-star band, and it's always a real treat to feature them along with our orchestra.
Another highlight after intermission is the arrangement by Peter Boyer, the Rolling River Sketches on Shenandoah. Just gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And again, like you said, these are almost custom made to be played outdoors at Miami Whitewater Forest, and will be.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing about the Peter Boyer piece, it is getting played all over the country. It is very satisfying to be able to engage a real world-class arranger to create something special for your own orchestra and then see it embraced around the world as a new piece of great Pops repertoire.
And some John Philip Sousa, some Louis Merle Gottschalk, John Williams, of course, going to be a great night.
Yes, indeed. And we have a new piece of patriotic music. I love poetry. I really like great words set to music. Of course, there's a great tradition in the Cincinnati Symphony of creating new narrated works. I mean, we think of Lincoln Portrait, of course, the classic. So what we've done, and which we will premiere on this concert, is a setting of The New Colossus, which is the poem which was written by Emma Lazarus at the base of the Statue of Liberty. And I have set that poem to the music of Antonin Dvorak, the going home theme from the Largo movement of the Symphony No. 9. And they just fit together so beautifully, and it is so touching. Really looking forward to premiering that work.
Now, the setting of New Colossus is your setting?
Yeah. And the other thing, for all of our Star Wars geeks, we're going to be performing the end credits, Jedi Steps and Finale from Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens. And you might remember that the orchestra performed this in March along with Jason Alexander. It was the first performance of the finale from Star Wars, The Force Awakens, outside of the sound studio in Los Angeles, where it was originally recorded. And we've since made a wonderful video that's been getting tremendous play on YouTube and Facebook. And so we're going to be performing it live there at Miami Whitewater.
JMR, John Morris Russell, is running us through the upcoming season. That's going to be at Miami Whitewater on the 29th of June.
Make sure to get there early, folks, because it fills up fast.
The following day, on the 30th, you're up 75 to Troy.
Yes, indeed. Our wonderful associate conductor, Kitaro Harada, is going to be conducting that one. I remember when I did my first concert in Troy, boy, about 15 years ago or so, it is like the heart of the heartland. I mean, it's such a beautiful little town, this very picturesque town square. All the architecture remains. The town square just fills up with people from the town and from all over the area. It is so charming and so wonderful. A great concert of Americana and patriotic classics, and Kitaro Harada, an amazing conductor. It's going to be a real treat.
And easing up on Independence Day in early July, you'll be doing your patriotic show on the 2nd of July.
Oftentimes, the Pops has performed our patriotic concert on the 4th of July, but the 4th of July is on like on a Monday or something. So we said, hey, let's put it on Saturday. And so it's going to be on July 2nd. So the ink was still wet. Thomas Jefferson is writing this stuff out. Anyway, it's Saturday, July 2nd at Riverbend. And not only are we celebrating Independence Day, but we're also celebrating the 75th anniversary of the USO.
Oh, nice.
And traditionally, every year, the USO puts on a big concert as a fundraiser. In fact, it's the largest fundraiser in the world for the USO, happens in Cincinnati every year. Hmm. It's usually in the fall, but we've put it on to July. Perfect fit with Independence Day. And so in our programming, we are going to tip our hat to many of the great performers who've performed with the USO over the last 75 years, including Rosemary Clooney and Frank Sinatra and Bruce Springsteen. It's an all-star lineup of great American music and featuring, of course, the one and only Pops.
At Riverbend, take me out to the ball game on the 15th of July. It's one of their fireworks Fridays, and you're going to be there.
Ho, ho, ho.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. A little different twist.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be...
It's going to be 98 degrees and humid as can be.
But
and
nonetheless,
you're going to be doing...
we are going to be celebrating Christmas in July. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Being Mr. Christmas... There are just not enough months that we could celebrate this holiday, let me tell you. Of course, you know, the great recording legacy of our pops, we've got more Christmas discs than anything else that we've recorded, and one of those is mine. So we're going to be pulling all the classics from our recorded legacy, and of course, they'll all be set to the blazingly amazing fireworks of Rossi. We are going to be doing the traditional Leroy Anderson sleigh ride, which includes, as you might remember, a whip crack.
Oh, yeah.
The whole setup is that the orchestra plays outside of the Great American Ballpark underneath a beautiful tent, air-conditioned, we wish. Anyway, we're all sitting underneath the tent, and we've got about three cameras that take pictures of the orchestra and put it up on the Jumbotron, and then, of course, the sound is piped in through the sound system of the Great American Ballpark, which is really great because if you're performing in the ballpark, you hear the music that you're making like a second and a half later.
And then again, and then again.
You know, my heart really does go out to all those people singing the Star Spangled Banner. You know, YouTube is littered with all these people screwing up the Star Spangled Banner in the middle of it. My heart goes out to these people because, you know, when you're performing and you're hearing the sound coming back to you a second and a half later, it completely screws you up.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the great thing is that we're outside the stadium in a nice tent. We've got the cameras that are showing the pictures on the Jumbotron, and then the fireworks going on as well at the same time. It's a real great situation. So for a sleigh ride, I'll be looking square at the cameras to be able to get 40,000 people to do the whip crack at the same time.
Now, the fireworks, how are they coordinated? They're going on while you're playing, or are they in between the tunes?
They happen simultaneously with the music. What happens is we put together a CD of all of our selections that we're going to be performing to be coordinated with fireworks. And I'm pretty consistent with setting my tempos. So we just make sure to perform it live at the same speed that we performed it on the disc. And so the Rossi guys listen to the recording over and over, and they set all the fireworks to certain musical cues, and they just kind of press buttons along the way. And the whole thing kind of works out amazing.
Those Rossi guys, they know a little something about fireworks, don't they?
My very first time working with these guys, it was the 1812 Overture. My big role as the associate conductor was to press the button for the booms button during the 1812 Overture, right? And so I'm talking to the guy, and I say, there's got to be a delay, right? You know, there's like a half-second delay or maybe a second delay. Should I anticipate it? And he said, no, just do it right on the cue. And I said, there's no way it's ever going to happen. I'm going to anticipate it. And of course, every single one of them was completely off. Then for the second round of them, I just did it. Oh, you know, let's try it right on the cue. Bam.
There it is.
I know those Rossi guys.
That's on the 15th. That's a Friday night, Friday fireworks with Christmas in July with JMR and the Pops. Now, this concert coming up on the 24th of July, you're going to bring this young lady in for an interview here, aren't you?
Oh, I wish.
Set me up with the queen. Aretha Franklin. Now, this is just overwhelming.
Man, I tell you, oftentimes in interviews, people always say, so, John, who's on your bucket list? Aretha Franklin
forever.
Was like number one on my bucket list forever. I grew up with the sound of Aretha Franklin. You know, I mean, it just defined 1960s and 70s. I mean, even now, you know, she is the queen of soul.
Timeless.
Timeless. Everything from You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman to My Country Tis of Thee on the steps of the Capitol during the inauguration of President Obama. She captures the heart and soul of this nation. And man.
Can't even imagine what kind of night that's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be wild, man.
Phenomenal. Now, let me ask you, maybe I shouldn't go here, but it was on your bucket list. Was it difficult to pull off to get her?
I read this all in the New Yorker several months after we had booked her. A fantastic article talking about her life and career. Come to find out, she's afraid of flying. She only drives to her gigs.
Is she in the Detroit area?
She lives in Detroit. So it's just 4 hours south. Yeah. Easy peasy.
You gotta send somebody up to get her. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's going to be just the finale of your season, and what a grand finale that is.
No kidding. She's bringing members of her band. She'll be playing piano as well. It's just going to be an amazing celebration. And, you know, we've covered so many of her pieces in concerts that we've done before with I'm Every Woman, our Soul Divas, with Classical Roots and her arrangement of My Country Tis of Thee. And so to work with her live is just an extraordinary dream come true.
Mark it down. It's the 24th of July at Riverbend with Aretha. And with JMR, there you have the Cincinnati Pops summer season for 2016. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
My treat.
And I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati. The man taught me to be
me here for somebody, somebody, somebody. Exactly like you. Oh, exactly. Oh, baby, like you. Exactly like you. Nobody, nobody, nobody but you. Exactly, exactly, exactly.